KTX 98.9, your Austin music experience. We are live in Studio NA with Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Hey guys, how's it going? Thank you guys so much for coming in today. We'll talk in a moment, but could we hear a song first?
On the mountain where I burn alive, young flame burns soft as a candle. Air between our two hearts just beats apart in the dark. Spend my summer riding high on the whiplash.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise live in Studio 1A. Thank you guys. That was great.
Oh, thanks.
That was Fever Pitch. And you guys have got a new record out. It's called How to Friend, Love, and Free Fall. And it's been doing really well. Like, you're in town tonight to play Stubbs, mm-hmm. and it's sold out. That's exciting, right?
Yeah, no, it's we're doing all right. We're doing all right. Happy to be here in Austin. This is our first show in Austin. Like, the first, we've only played festival sets here before, so. We're stoked to do like a venue. So.
We played lots of pop-up sets, you know?
Yeah, no. We've been around.
Well, I mean, you guys have been here for South By, and you've been here mm-hmm. for ACL Fest mm-hmm. last year, exactly. but this is your first proper time to like, play right. a club mm-hmm. in Austin, Will.
You did a pop-up set in McDonald's, like in the back.
Wait, you did a pop-up set at McDonald's?
It was behind the freezer.
You know what? You could tell me any place in town that you did a pop-up set, and I would believe you because there is no place in Austin, especially during South by Southwest, that doesn't have a show. Now, before we get started, I have to ask you the obligatory question that comes at the beginning of every interview, mm-hmm. which is, where did your name come from?
Oof. Boz, you want to take this one?
So when we first started the band, it was just Sam and I, and we had to do an open mic on our college campus at a coffee shop. Mm. And so we needed a name to sign up, and we didn't want to just put Boz and Sam or Sam and Boz or whatever. So around that time, our friend Noah had meningitis, and it was doing really bad. We went to visit him in the hospital. And he just gotten out of a spinal tap, was like, you know, really drugged up and whatnot. And so we just asked him, And that's what he said. I don't remember him saying any other words while we were there, but I think deep down, he meant it on purpose, and it sort of embodies who we are as people. You know, we don't like to take ourselves too serious.
We owe it to him.
Yeah,
and who he is lived. As well. And that's like his inner essence. Shout out, Nuno Toombs.
Yeah, I read somewhere that you were like, it was actually really brilliant because he's like a real internet focused guy, and it's a very like truly. Internet ready.
I like to blame it on the drugs, but he's a smart dude.
No, this record is your third record, and it's been 3 years since your last record. And I heard that this started out as kind of like a concept record, and then like stalled out somewhere along the way. So how did it come back together?
The guys were like, hey, Sam, you know, like the three records that you've written in between like the last 2 years and like the nothing that you've done in the last year, like we should make a record out of that material. it was pretty much just like them picking out the songs that were clearly working and breathing life into them and prying my experimental abstractionist stuff away from my hands. And making a good record, you know.
Had it gotten to the point where like you couldn't tell what?
Yeah, I was in deep. I was down the rabbit hole, as we say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right on. And you guys, a lot of our listeners are hearing about you for the first time. You've been around for a while, but I read that you kind of grew your fan base kind of backwards than most people think of how bands do it. Like you had a really loyal internet fan base before you'd ever really toured.
Yeah.
So when I first made that first EP, Mary, and they put it up on Bandcamp, I joined right after that. And we put seven and put them together and put them out on Spotify and everything and just let it sit for like, how long, like a year or two?
Year and a half.
And people started engaging with it way more rapidly than we thought, and we started like making a bigger social media presence, and everyone just took a hold of it and ran with it. And by the time that we started playing shows everywhere we went, they were sold out.
Like, give yourself credit though, Doc. Like Ethan was like, he was sending us to anybody and everybody that would listen. Like, he was just blowing it up.
Blast emails to blogs and things like that, just trying to get our name out there.
Wow, so you guys had, like, when you really started touring, you went immediately to selling out shows and
bars,
playing big festivals.
Yeah.
And what was that like? What was it like to go from, like, a internet famous to in real life famous so quickly?
Oh, man.
Are we famous?
Yeah. Did we make it? We made it! No, I mean it's been an experience for sure. It's fun, you know. But I definitely don't think, I don't think of ourselves as being like. I don't know. I guess you can't step aside your own experience to look at yourself.
We're a live band, and we believe like we grew a lot into who we are because of our sound playing live in Boone. You know, we didn't get to tour out much at all, but when we played, you know.
Yeah, well, we're still the same old boys.
Right on.
From back in Boontown.
And Austin is one of your last tour stops.
It is.
For a while. So do you guys have anything planned for when you don't have to be traveling every day?
Sleep.
Prepping for the next tour, probably. Vacation, spending time with loved ones, writing music, watching sunsets, drinking coffee, Cafe Bustelo, shouts out.
It sounds like a good plan. Yeah. Well, could we hear another song?
Absolutely.
Tell me you're fine all the time. It'll get in my head in a bad way, babe. Don't let it creep in your mind. You go blind, they wait in the cement that breaks faith. They found the kingdom of heaven. Touchdown
the cameraman makes promise land. Blow out. Everything must go, make way for the kingdom come. Blow out, everything must go, make way for the revolution. They cry that holy war in Dallas. They sang crusaders to reclaim the new Jerusalem. They said the queen was Barnabas, the queen of Babylon, and all his sons ascended to the throne. They cried for holy war in Dallas. They sent crusaders out from Phoenix to Beijing. They cried and purified the palace, the streets, but the temple remains unclean. Yeah, the temple remains unclean. Since in your eyes all the time, you ain't gotta tell me I'm fine, babe. They call that holy war in Dallas. They call for holy war.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise live in Studio 1A. It's been a long time since I've done one of these interviews without an audience, so I keep on waiting for the applause, of which there would be many, but there are not because we don't have an audience. Thank you guys so much for coming down today. I hope you have a great time playing at Stubbs tonight. They're going to be playing a sold-out show at Stubbs. Their new album is How To Friend, Love, and Free Fall. I am going to get back into the radio studio. They're going to do one more song on the internet, which will be up later. And I want to thank Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman for being our engineers today. And thanks to our digital media team. You guys have a great time. Thanks for coming to KUTX. This is KUTX 98.9, your Austin music experience.